This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Facing a steep drop in state revenue last year, the Louisiana legislature agreed to pass a partial extension of the state sales tax, good until 2025. But as the state's finances have moved from deficit to surplus, some Republican lawmakers are reconsidering the temporary tax.
As our state's economy hopefully continues to grow, the money would go to the Transportation Trust Fund.
Senator Barrow Peacock introduced a bill Monday in the Senate Revenue and Fiscal Affairs Committee. It would slowly redirect the 0.45% temporary sales tax extension from the state general fund to transportation projects.
This will allow our state to not be as dependent on those funds in the general fund and slowly move that money towards the Transportation Trust Fund, which we all know we need to invest in roads and bridges.
Department of Revenue Secretary Kimberly Robinson agrees the state should find ways to fund roads and bridges, but she opposed doing it this way.
To move money out of the general fund when there are so many critical needs in the general fund is just not something that we can be in support of at this time.
Senator Gerald Boudreau opposed the bill as well, saying the legislature fought tooth and nail to reach a compromise and avoid massive cuts to higher education and health care.
If we start willy-nilly, just started everybody coming up with ideas as to how we spend money that we just fixed less than a year ago, we'd be right back in another fiscal cliff.
The committee agreed, rejecting the bill 5-3 along party lines. It was the first test the sales tax faced this session. But it's not the last. Three other bills propose either rolling back the sales tax entirely or gradually over time. Each would have to come before the Democrat-controlled Revenue and Fiscal Affairs Committee. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.